Well, I'm standing in the heart of London Soho with Simon Mottram outside the new Rafa Club shop that is just opening this evening. Well, the opening party this evening, it'll be open for business tomorrow. You must be a happy man.
Very happy man. I mean, who'd have thought 8 years ago that we'd be in the middle of Soho with a permanent shop, stroke cafe, stroke club? It's amazing. Well,
I was going to remind you of that because 8 years ago there was the Kings of Pain exhibition in the Truman Brewery in London's Brick Lane, and it was a couple of guys with a couple of jerseys, an H van, and a plan.
There's still a couple of guys and still an H van in there. It's actually very like Kings of Pain. It's pretty much the same idea. It's live racing, it's great products, amazing cycling memorabilia, and a place to hang out if you're a cyclist.
And meanwhile, while you've been building up this multi-million pound empire
thingy,
this multi-million pound enterprise, a London bike racer riding for a British team is on the verge of winning the Tour de France. I mean, you would not have thought that he would be joining the pantheon of the people you had on the wall at the Kings of Pain show.
With a world champion and with a potential Olympic champion and the Olympics, you know, happening. It's incredible, isn't it? I mean, you would never have thought that British cycling would get anywhere near that.
And how much of the credit are you taking at Rafa?
Only just over 50%.
The majority stake in the credit.
Yeah, I think we'd like the most. I mean, Dave Brailsford's done quite well. But I think, you know, actually it's down to us leading the way.
But you have, I mean, in all seriousness, you have always tried to give a lot back to cycling, particularly in London, but in the other places around the world where you're operating as well.
We do a lot of things. Yeah, we don't like to just sell product because that's really boring. What we really enjoy is putting on events, putting on races, celebrating the sport. So we have a huge amount of fun, but it's exhausting because every week or 2 weeks around the world, there is a big Rafa event of some kind. But it's much better that way. I mean, much better than just selling schmutter.
And when you started, for the first few years that you were going, you were the only people producing stylish cycling apparel. Yeah. Now there's a bit of competition, isn't there?
There is. Yeah, we've had some wonderful imitators along the way. And I think that's good because the general standard's definitely risen. And some of them get too close for comfort in terms of being influenced by us, but in general it's fine. You know, we're happy to lead an increase in the general style stakes. I think that's a wonderful thing to have done.
And so when you started out, did you buy some merino futures?
No, I wish I had. In fact, the price of merino has gone up quite a lot in the last couple of years, so it's getting more and more difficult. Yeah, we might buy a flock of sheep at some point. That might be a good investment, but no, I wish I had.
Thanks, Simon.
Thank you, Jack. Cheers.